Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. Come with longtime friend Jack Wayne with us from Longhorn Financial. As always, remember, Jack's joining the show for informational purposes. Should not be construed as financial advice. As always, seek a qualified financial person before you make any decisions in life. Hey, Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Kevin. I always appreciate that. I got to say, I always kind of chuckle every time you say that, and I do appreciate the disclaimer so that neither one of us goes to jail. That's always a positive.
Minor things in life. So, Jack, it's coming in the end of the year, and, you know, I know, I guess I'm like most people, I stopped thinking about my investments for the year. How did I do? Stop thinking maybe about retirement planning, you know, am I going to want to make a donation into my retirement plan? Do you see that? Is this the kind of year, type of year where, I don't know you're thinking about that, but also maybe adding in the tax piece because you're like, how much money did I make this year? Ooh, had a really good year. Hope I'm prepared for that. So from an investment standpoint, sometimes taxes come in.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, end of the year, you know, I know people are busy, you know, with their lives and, you know, the holidays coming up, and I understand that. But end of year is a great time to do some of this planning, retirement planning, tax planning, because you pretty much have an idea of what you're going to make, right? Like, you know what you've made in your paycheck or if you've had commissions or bonuses or whatever. So you have a good idea of kind of where you're going to end up, and you do some tax planning. And specifically with retirement, because you should have a rough idea of where you're going to end up for the year, it's easy enough to do the tax calculation, right? I'm not talking about filling out the form, get help with that, but just the simple math behind doing taxes. It might be a good idea to also do something called a retirement conversion. And basically converting part of your money from regular IRAs or 401ks into Roths or tax-frees up to the next tax bracket so that you can take advantage of whatever rate you're at.
So talk to me more about that. That's kind of a newer concept we haven't spoken about in the past. Why would people consider doing that, and how do they do it?
Yeah, so basically a conversion is where you know, if you contribute to a regular IRA or a 401k, chances are, you know, especially in the case of 401k, it's a pre-tax deduction. So you're saving taxes today in exchange for when later on in retirement you take money out, you pay taxes then at whatever rate tax rates are at that time. Okay, and for a long time, that was a really good deal. So the process of conversion, quite simply, is taking money out and choosing to pay the taxes on it today and then putting it into a tax-free vehicle so that later on, because you paid the taxes today, later on when you take it out, it's tax-free. And what I'm talking about, up to the next tax bracket, and so basically, you know, the way that our tax code works is if you earn up to a certain amount, right, whatever that number is, you're in a certain tax bracket. So you're in the range between this dollar and that dollar. You're going to be taxed at this percent. Well, you know, you have room. Most people have room between wherever their taxable income is and the top of that next line or that next bracket so that you can take advantage of actually taking on more income without necessarily having to pay a higher tax rate, right? And that's really the key. And so you want to be able to take advantage of that without going over. Now, obviously, dollars, right? I mean, you know, more income equals more tax dollars, but the tax rate would be the same all the way up until whatever that top of that bracket ceiling is. And so for most people, that, you know, that in some cases it's kind of low, but in other cases it can be quite a bit.
So now, well, I imagine when you mention this to clients right away, they're like, but Jack, I have to pay taxes on it if I do it. Is that the common issue people are afraid of?
Yeah, of course. And me too, right? I mean, you know, I think we've all been, you know, number one, we hate to pay higher taxes, right, just generally. And number two, if we have to pay taxes, as a general rule of thumb, if we have to pay taxes, I certainly don't want to pay you now, right? Like, I want to push that off as long as possible. But what we're saying here is that it may be worthwhile to choose to pay taxes now. I know that it's, you know, it may not feel right emotionally because it's the complete opposite of what most people try to do, but it could, you know, it can be right potentially financially. And then the other concern, of course, is taxes. People say, but Jack, you know, I'm not 59 and a half or older or whatever. And I heard that if you take money out of retirement, not only do you owe the tax, but you also owe penalties.
Yep.
And while certainly that can be true, but in a conversion scenario, that's actually not true. So there's lots of ways to actually take money out without the penalty. And really, again, the reason you're doing it is paying tax now so you don't have to pay taxes later. But we haven't really talked about this yet, but it also creates a ton of flexibility. I know we'll get to that later, but it it creates a ton of flexibility down the road, creates better planning opportunities down the road.
Let's just stay with the topic then. Let's go right into the flexibility. Because
yeah.
I'm hearing you talk about this at 54 years old. I'm like, interesting, because like a lot of people, I have a lot of money in my 401k. Most of it, you know, not in a Roth. So I'm like, okay, what he's saying sort of kind of makes sense, but you're looking at it, okay, I have to pay the taxes. Hey, where does that money come from? And is it going to make that much of a difference between now and 60? I guess that's what I would think of as me personally. You know, should I do this conversion? Does it make more sense for younger people?
It does. And especially the younger you are, the more sense it makes. Because you have to remember that when you save in a regular 401k or IRA and a traditional, and you get the tax, you know, sort of the pay tax money today, but choose to pay taxes later on, remember that we're not just talking about that principal that's going in, right? The money that you're putting in. So not only is the money that, you know, that you put in going to get taxed on the way out, in a regular IRA or 401k, but also the earnings on that principal are going to get taxed. And so the exchange here is that, look, I'll pay taxes on the principal that I'm putting in, the dollar that I'm putting in, or whatever number that you're putting in exchange for that principal being able to come out tax-free. Okay, that's number one. But number two, and this is the sort of the most important part that people tend to forget, is all the earnings that came on that principal that you put in, that comes out tax-free, and that can be huge dollars. And so the younger you are, the better this looks, right? Because you have more time to grow, so you have more earnings in there that can come out tax-free. But the other thing with flexibility, I just quickly touch upon, is that
yeah,
with tax-free accounts, there's no required minimum distribution. So the IRS, under current rules, is not going to tell you once you retire, you have to take this much out per year, right, if you're the retiree. As a result, you can choose when to take money out or when not to take money out. And there was a study done a couple of years ago by the Financial Analyst Society or Financial Planner Society, I can't remember. But basically, if you had different types of money in terms of tax treatment, right, tax deferred, which is regular 401k and IRA, tax free, which is what we're talking about, and then even taxable, which is just like a savings account or regular investments, if you have these different tools, then each year you can pick and choose where you pull money from as you need money in retirement, right, to go on that trip or whatever, right? But because you can choose
yep.
where to pull money from, you can actively manage down your tax bill. And when you manage down your tax bill, that can actually allow you to make your money last 3 to 6 years longer than it otherwise would have.
Nice.
So this isn't about, you know, picking the hot investment or whatever. This is just being smarter on the tax, you know, taxes are a cost. So on the tax side, you don't have to pay as much taxes. You don't have to take as much out. If you don't take as much out, your money automatically lasts longer, right? And that's sort of just the basic line of thought there.
No, it makes a lot of sense because through life and friends and business, you know, working banks and credit unions, we'd have customers come in and be like, why do I need to take it? I don't need any money. Like you said, they want to leave it in there. You know, they don't want to, you know, take it. Because, again, like some people, you take it, you're like, oh, we ended up with an extra $5,000-$10,000, and they end up spending it on something. So they're like, it feels like
right.
my money is, you know, is being used quicker. So it makes total sense and stuff. And like you mentioned, you don't have to convert it all at once. You can do it over multiple years, right?
Yeah. You know, and one of the things that people tend to think about when they're doing this is, okay, they might have, you know, however much they have in their retirement account. Hey, I'll convert this whole thing, or I'll convert a huge chunk. But if I do, right, we talked about the tax bracket thing, but even if I convert a whole chunk, hey, Jack, I'm going to still owe taxes on this large pot of money, right? So if I convert $100,000, you know, that's going to be a lot in taxes, right? And I don't want to, you know, I mean, I don't want to pay that much in taxes at once, or I don't have that much money that I want to, you know, laying around to pay taxes. And so there are different ways to do it. So, so for example, if you're over 59 and a half, you know, on a traditional IRA, you can just take money out. There's no longer a penalty, right? So again, you pay the tax, but there's no penalty. So if you want to convert, you know, 5,000 at a time, or 10,000 at a time, or 20,000 at a time, that's okay. You don't have to do like 100,000 all in one shot. If you're under 59 and a half, there's especially with IRAs, there's actually something called a what's called a 72T distribution, or the official name is substantially equal periodic payment, right? And basically all that means is you say, okay, listen, I want to convert this much, right? You know, this much money over, but I can do a little bit of time, and so you can set it up so that the IRA pays out an equal amount of money over a number of years, and yes, again, you would pay taxes on it, but there'd be no penalty, because that is actually one of the allowed exceptions to the 10% penalty. So those are IRAs. If you're under 59 and a half, or even if you're over 59 and a half, but you're still working and you have a 401k, you like to do this. Sometimes 401ks have what's called a in-service distribution option. So it used to be that, you know, you couldn't take your 401k money really until you left the company, right, retired or quit or whatever. That's not always true anymore. There's provisions now where you can take money out even though you're still working there. So there are a number of ways to do it. And certainly you can do little chunks at a time. And that makes sense for most people.
But as we mentioned, if you're a younger worker and, you know, you want to make this conversion, but you're like, Jack, I just don't have, you know, cash flow to pay the taxes, we could start by moving our current deposits into this type of program, right?
Yeah, of course. You know, when most people hear about this, they're thinking, oh, you know, they're thinking about that tax bill, and they're thinking, you know, why would I do this? And, you know, we've talked about that. But oh, at the end of the day, right, so if someone says, Jack, I just don't have a lot of money. I'm contributing to my 401k at work. I just don't have a big balance right now. Well, that's okay. We're still talking about saving for retirement, but maybe just saving in a different way. And so so right now people can, instead of contributing to the regular 401k, they can redirect those contributions to a Roth 401k or some other tax-free vehicle. So they're still saving for retirement, but they're just doing it a little bit differently, right? This is not let's go spend it on something. So, you know, this is still saving. So need to think about it a little bit differently.
So, Jack, got about 45 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
Yeah, people can always email me at jack@longhornfin.com, or they can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/longhornfin.
Jack, always appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.